podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Late Tea Time, the golf betting podcast that finds the best betting value closer to the first shot being struck than anyone else.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information.
Good morning from the UK, Late Tea Timers. It's good to have you with us again as we look ahead to round three of the PGA Championship in Oklahoma. For those of you that watch regularly, you'll know that I am James and I am the kind of presenter stroke golf liker stroke interested person. Dave Tindall is our expert, and usually when Dave puts up his tips, they're his tips if they lose, and they're our tips if they win. And at the moment, Dave Tindall, our tips are going very nicely, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yeah. Justin Thomas had the lead for quite a lot of yesterday, didn't he? Because he went out in the morning, but then it got easier in the afternoon and a couple of players went past him, but he's still in brilliant position, our 16-1 shot. Playing lovely, sounds confident. Yeah, I think he's got every chance. And then Matt Kuchar, who we've put up 5-1 for a top 20. He is 10th, I think. Check that leaderboard. I think he's 10th. But yeah, he's absolutely doing the job, just trundling along out of the limelight. Yeah, tied 10th, and hopefully can just ease his way into that top 20 position. It's always nice when they finish tied 19th or something, and that'll do. But yeah, he's doing it nicely.
I mentioned on our Twitter feed the other day, or last night rather, that Will Zalatoris was your kind of mention, honourable mention last week on the podcast as well. And he's doing rather nicely too, isn't he? Our Twitter feed, by the way, is on the screen at Late Tea Time Pod. Follow us on that. But Zalatoris leading the pack at the moment at the US PGA Championship and looking pretty good. Didn't really put a foot wrong yesterday.
No, he played great and he just looks comfortable. He's really good in the majors. He's just one of these, say, contrast to Patrick Cantlay, brilliant in a normal week, but just gets it wrong in the majors. Zalatoris just comes alive in the majors, and here we go again. And of course, the big stat, I don't know if you've heard it this week, they've had seven previous majors at Southern Hills, and every halfway leader has gone on to win. So we just back him at 7-2, don't we? And we can't lose.
Easy, isn't it? Goodbye, everybody.
End of podcast. Game over.
I actually read one of your pieces this morning, and I knew that from that after reading your piece. But Zalatoris, 9-under at the halfway stage. Mito Pereira is 8-under after having a tremendous 6-under par round yesterday. Justin Thomas, our man, is in there at 6-under as well. Bubba Watson, 7-under yesterday, has got himself to 5-under. Rory and Mavis Davis Riley and Abraham Anser are all there at 4-under. Before we get into the outrights, DT, and where there is any money, if it isn't with Zalatoris. If you were a Rory McIlroy, say, 4-under, you're currently 5 shots back, how far behind would you safely say you want to be ahead of the final 18 holes? What striking distance?
Yeah, from here, well, I think 5 is enough, to be honest. 5's plenty. I don't think you want to go too much further down. I suppose it thins out, doesn't it, at the top? You've got -8. -9, -8, -6, -5. It's not like there's loads of players there. So even if you're 5 back, you're still tied 5th. So you don't have to go past a load of people. You always get the narrative on the TV and everywhere that, oh, anyone could win this from the cut line, and it's just nonsense. It just doesn't happen. So I would say this is now between Zalatoris and Thomas, to be honest. I wouldn't, maybe Rory. I wouldn't think of anyone else.
Rory's one of those people that could strike from distance, isn't he, if he has a hot one? But just final point, we talked about Tiger yesterday, about soaking him up, and it might be the last time we see him for a while. He's limped into the final two rounds, isn't he?
Yeah, the old warrior mentality kicked in, and he was looking like he might miss the cut, and then he rallied on the back nine and got in. Got in at +3, the cut fell at +4, so he's around again. He's out fairly early, fairly quick turnaround, he says, which probably doesn't help him, but I'm not sure I want to put up any negative Tiger Woods bets anymore because he just keeps defying logic, doesn't he? So he's out alongside Sean Norris at 2:30 p.m. UK time. And there's an argument you could just bat Norris and that Tiger will now start to feel it, but not for me anymore. I'll just wish Tiger well. Hope he does well.
Right, halfway stage. Let's have a look at the prices for winning the PGA Championship. Obviously, 36 holes even remaining. Get my maths right. You can get a variation of places still available from most bookies. The most you can get is with 888 Sport. I think six places they're offering, four places pretty much across the board elsewhere. Will Zalatoris is currently leading, as we said. You can get him at 3-1. You've got Justin Thomas in there, best price of 18-5. 6-1 for Mito Pereira. Rory McIlroy, best price of around 15-2. And the rest are a long way back, as you just suggested there. The bookies not really giving anybody else too much of a hope here. Matt Fitzpatrick, Cameron Smith and the like are 25-1 or bigger. If we're going to go in with a bet now, DT, your stat about leading at halfway and going on to win in all the previous majors played there, Will Zalatoris, is he the man?
Yeah, I mean, anyone who wants to back Will Zalatoris now, you can't possibly say, well, no, because so he's got that history behind him. It's not just some real massive quirk unique to Southern Hills. This, we see this in loads of majors. I think since 2000, 13 halfway leaders have gone on to win this. So it's a big chunk of halfway leaders who do go on to win it. So I think he's got a huge chance. And anyone who wants to back, I mean, if we weren't on Thomas already, I'd probably say have a bit on Thomas as well, because he played on the harder side of the draw. But basically the difference there was, I've seen a stat, it was two shots hard. If you average out everyone's scores, playing late early was two shots harder, and that's what Thomas did. So his relative position of -6, that's, you know, better than it looks. But I am going to put a bet up, because although, yeah, I think Zalatoris and Thomas will finish maybe first, second, or both in the top three, I do think there's a bit of value to be had on Davis Riley, who you like, Dave, mainly because it sounds like Mavis Riley, which is a great reason, isn't it?
When I used to watch Coronation Street back in the day, I never thought Mavis Riley would be up there in contention for a major golf tournament. Just before you get on to Mavis stroke Davis, I saw your quotes in your piece from Zalatoris saying that he felt he got a little bit lucky, maybe. And does that, is there the potential for, I mean, you can kind of sustain that for a while, get out of jail kind of stuff as you go through, but can you sustain that for 72 holes, that mentality of getting out of jail?
Well, I think it was a bit of a turn of phrase. I think others might have just glossed over it, but he's quite honest. So he just said, it sounds quite, oh, a bit horrific, doesn't it? But I just got a couple of lucky breaks, nothing more than that, I don't think.
And he still played the good shots to get out of trouble as well, didn't he? So, which is what other people aren't doing.
Yeah, Zalatoris had two bogeys all week. I mean, he's hardly hitting it all over the shop, has he? Yeah, Davis Riley then. What price have you got him at? 50s? Can you see 50s, five places?
Let's have a look. Where are you, Mavis? Where are you? I better not look for Mavis. I'm looking for Davis, aren't I? Right, I need to control an F this one to find him.
While you look for that, I'll just give you some of his stats. And because his long game is absolutely brilliant. He's fourth in strokes gained off the tee, third in approach. They interviewed him and he said he's playing stress-free golf. He's not putting any pressure on his short game. He's just hitting the greens. That's his big strength. So while he continues to hit the ball like that, I think while others will start to pay for missing fairways and greens, I think he might just come on strong a little bit.
I've found him now. Davis Riley, the best price available on him is 45s with Sporting Index for four places. You can get 40-1 with Unibet for four places, and also 40-1 with Bet Victor for five places. That's the best one.
Yeah. So he's tied fifth now. So we're just saying he sort of holds his position, maybe finishes solo fifth, finishes in the top five, and he's, you know, it's 40-1. It's a guy who's played some great golf this year. He said he's really comfortable on these sort of Bermuda surfaces. This is before you get to the greens that are bent grass, but on Bermuda, he said he grew up playing that. Shot a pair of 68 so far. I think I think Pereira will fade away. Maybe a bit harsh, but this is sort of unknown territory for him. I've got a feeling Bubba might just vanish. He's had like his one super duper round. And then, you know, you've got people like Sink and Kurt. There's not that many brilliant players nudging around beneath the top five. So I think it's there for somebody like Davis Riley. The other thing is he's big mates with Will Zalatoris. So if Zalatoris continues to thrive, he might just pull him along as well. So I think he's the value. If you don't play it simple and go for Zalatoris because of that every halfway leader stat, And if you don't play Justin Thomas, I think the value is with Davis Riley.
You mentioned Stuart Sink there, DT. We know that we don't back him this week. We back him next week, don't we?
Week after, amazing. Well, hopefully he's playing, because this is the sort of thing he does. When he does win the week after a major, he normally has a good major. So I'm hoping he finishes like 12th this week, and then we get him next week. Well remembered.
We'll get our teeth into Stuart Sink next week on the Late Tea Time podcast. You mentioned before we came on air today that you've got a little bit of a treble for me. Do you want to take us through that?
Didn't have much luck with yesterday's one. We had Taylor Gooch won the first leg, and we thought we're in here, but Rory rather let us down a little bit, and Cam Smith was going pretty nicely, but then Zalatoris was too hot for him. So this time then, we're in two balls. They're always easier, aren't they? You've only got to pick the winner out of two rather than the winner from three. So I'm going to play the top end of the leaderboard. So I'm going to back Zalatoris to beat Mito Pereira. I just think Zalatoris is the one that's played a lot of golf in majors this high on the leaderboard and up there in contention. So this is sort of familiar to him. Pereira, I think anyway, when you shoot 64, you tend to maybe then revert back to the mean a little bit. So I think Zalatoris at 8 to 11 is a decent old price to beat the Chilean. Then this is a fairly simple one. Justin Thomas to beat Bubba Watson. I think Bubba will just, again, go a little bit back to something more normal. Thomas, he played in the tough half of the draw, Bubba didn't. So Thomas's score is relatively better anyway. So he's 4 to 7. Then what I was looking for further down was someone who had played in that tough half against someone who played in the easier half. Mostly they seem to be matched. They seem played in the same halves, mostly it being the easy one. But one player who did play in the tougher first 36 was Ricky Fowler. So he plays Ryan Fox. He's up against Ryan Fox. The other thing with Ricky Fowler, I'll test you, James. You know he used to wear orange on the final day?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Because he likes satsumas.
Well, it's a terrible guess, to be fair. It's because he went to Oklahoma State, which is where we are this week. Ah. And that's their colours, you see. So he's got a lot of local angle. This beyond just, you know, he's familiar with the surroundings. Well, let's cash in on him being familiar in the surroundings, because I think Rory touched on it. I think the wind is due to switch today, which might throw a few of them out of, oh, right, this isn't what we're used to. Fowler, because he's from, or, you know, he's based in Oklahoma, he's seen it all. He's from California, but this is where I did college days. He knows all about the winds. I think it's a northerly wind we're getting today. So he'll just have a little edge there as well, I think. I don't know if you've watched some of the coverage. You can see the ball bouncing short the green onto the green. This is more like open conditions, which Fowler is really good at. Although, yeah, he's been in a bit of a funk, hasn't he, for a while. I think he's playing nicely this week, and with that local that edge as well, plus the fact that he played in the harder half. I mean, I know Ryan Fox is good on links golf as well. It's not exactly links this week, but as hopefully Fowler can put his extra bit of knowledge to use. And Fowler, he's even money to win that one. I put these in at Betfair, but you might want to have a look around. So Zalatoris, Thomas and Fowler, it works out about 9-2. Although some of our listeners yesterday found much better prices, so maybe they can trump that.
I can't remember who it was that contacted us on Twitter and said, I found almost like an extra couple of points here on this treble. Have I done something wrong? And it was perfect, wasn't it? Don't complain about getting extra value out there. Not at all. Yeah, that's the treble. So the bets today then, we're looking at Davis Riley. He's 40-1, five places with Bet Victor with 36 holes to go. And the treble on the two balls. We're looking at Zalatoris to beat Pereira, 8-11 for Zalatoris. Justin Thomas to beat Bubba Watson, 4-7. And Ricky Fowler, even money to beat Ryan Fox. And that's a 9-2 treble with Betfair. Just what a final point before I let you go off and enjoy your day, DT. Justin Thomas has been playing in the worst conditions. The mindset for him will be to think, right, now I can strike because I'm playing field is level. Does that put a little bit of pressure if it doesn't go right early for him?
It's a sort of angle, but if you look at his demeanour and the way he's been speaking, there's something quite serene about him this week. He knows he's playing well. He's not forcing it. He's putting the ball in play. He's finding the green. He'll hold the odd birdie putt. He just looks totally in control. So I don't think he's going to get too giddy about, oh, I can play in better conditions now. I just think he knows he's on this. So any little weakness from Will Zalatoris. I think Thomas, I did have a look at, I think there's an end of round three leader market. Thomas is 4-1 to be leading after round three. Might be worth just a little look. But yeah, we're very happy to have him, aren't we? At 16-1 from the off.
Yeah, 16-1, 9 places we had him at the start. So if you got on that ahead of the first round, happy days. You'd be very disappointed from here, I think, if he slipped out of the top 10, wouldn't you, Justin Thomas, the way he's playing. So that's looking pretty decent. And Matt Kuchar still coming up trumps for us as well, well inside the top 20, which was a 5-1 shot on the preview podcast for this tournament. But today's bets again, Davis Riley, 40-1, 5 places with Bet Victor. And that treble, look at Zalatoris, Thomas and Fowler to win their two balls today, 9-2 with Betfair. But shop around, you might find, like some people did yesterday, might find a better price. DT, as always, good to see you this morning, bright and breezy and early. Yes. And I will see you again tomorrow ahead of the final round.
Yeah, cheers, James. Good luck with your bets, everybody.
And indeed, gamble responsibly and enjoy the golf. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information.
Sports Social Podcast Network.